Hey now, you are listening to Bobcat Radio, and it is so good to be back on the air. I know everyone in the studio is looking forward to it. Hi, my name's Evan Spielvogel. I'm going to be your host, and Landon and Tasha are up in the studio with me. We got a great show, along with a great semester of Bobcat Radio planned for you. If you're a new listener, we always start off the first segment of the show with a little thing I call name drop. Tasha, who are you name dropping on the first Bobcat Radio of the year?
Okay, I will be name dropping Dana White and GSP. There's been some things going on with them. If you thought that MMA was all about, you know, cage fighting, that's all fighting was all about, you're kind of wrong, because there's all the drama outside of the cage as well. There's issues right now with Dana White and GSP. GSP recently retired after his fight in December against Johnny Hendricks, and he retired not really telling anyone why he was, you know, stepping out of the cage until recently he came out and said that he left the cage because he's not happy with the drug testing regulations in the UFC. And so he kind of called everyone out saying, hey, you know, these guys aren't being tested correctly. There's cheating going on in the UFC. And Dana White was just, I mean, to rebuke that, he's like, hey, there's nothing going on with the drug testing here. If you have a problem with it, come talk to me about it. But obviously, I mean, that makes you question, is that just the owner protecting his, you know, company, or what kind of stuff is going on behind those closed doors?
Sounds like we got some steroid activity. Is that what's going on here?
That's what people are starting to say. I mean, oh, that's what GSP is kind of throwing out there. He's like, I'm not going to point any names out. I'm not going to call anyone out, but I think that there needs to be tougher drug testing regulations, so...
Sounds like they need to get A-Rod's lawyer out there.
Not sure that would end too well for them anyway, because A-Rod hasn't exactly been extremely successful in his case, but we'll have more on that later in the show.
That's going to be a little bit of topic of discussion, as you've probably heard in the sports department. Landon, this is our first Bobcat Radio of the new year together. Who are you name-dropping?
I'm going to name drop Jaromir Jagr. He plays for the New Jersey Devils. He's played in the NHL for 20 years, but just a few nights ago, on Tuesday night, he scored his 695th career goal, passing Mark Messier for 7th on the all-time scoring list. You know, he's up there, or he's only behind greats such as, you know, Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Brett Hull. I mean, just... You know, just the absolute royalty of the NHL. You don't have to be a hockey expert to realize that Jaromir Jagr has been one of the best and one of the most feared scorers in the NHL for 20 years. And I mean, and it's not just the regular season, because there are so many players that have a penchant for great regular seasons, but then disappearing in the postseason. You know, Joe Thornton. San Jose, like, that's always been the big knock on him, is that he cannot perform in the postseason.
Lundqvist, oh my goodness, the Rangers goalie. The list goes on and on, but you're 100% right there.
But in the postseason, Jaromir Jagr, well, I mean, in the regular season, he's averaged more than a point per game. A point per game guy over the course of about 1,450 games, that is absolutely astounding. And also in the postseason, in 202 career games, 199 points, just about a point per game in the postseason.
That's when it matters.
Exactly, and it's not a limited number of games. You know, it's not a limited number of postseason appearances. His teams have made the postseason virtually every year that he has been in the league, you know, in his years with Pittsburgh, with the Capitals, with the Rangers, and then the last few years he's bounced around to several different teams, such as the Flyers, the Stars, and now the New Jersey Devils. But even at age 41, this season, he's got 38 points in 49 games. He continues to produce at a high, high level, even at 41 years of age, and it's just astounding to me.
He's been getting paid to play hockey longer than I've been alive. That's how long he's been making money doing what he does.
To our listeners out there, just think about that right now.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding. He's definitely on the list of all-time greats. He left the Dallas Stars because he knew he wasn't going to get into the playoffs, but he was on the Boston squad as they went up to Chicago and lost the cup last year. So, little heartbroken for Yager. I'm going to name drop a certain player who is not doing anything good right now. As a matter of fact, he's sitting on his hands in the county pen. Aaron Rodriguez.
Oh.
I got A-Rod on the brain. Aaron Hernandez is being connected or linked, as they say in the police business, to a 2008 double homicide in Boston that is it's gone unsolved, but they now believe that he is the man behind the pulling of the trigger, so to speak.
Really?
So, on top of that, he's being charged for the death of Odin Lloyd, who is already Aaron Hernandez is not looking good right now, sitting in this little 2x8 cell. What do you even think of this? He's getting charged with another murder here?
Another one, to be perfectly honest, it really doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise you? This man was on my fantasy team.
Yeah, well, that has no bearing on real life, okay? that's football, not life. And contrary to popular belief, especially here in Texas, there is more to life than football.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am absolutely sure.
I've looked it up. He's right.
Well, thank you. You have to make smart, like, what really has bugged me about this for so long has been, you know, regardless of whether he actually did it or not, because, you know, this case is still going to be ongoing for...
They haven't officially charged him yet, but he's a suspect of serious investigation.
And this investigation has been ongoing since the summer. This has been going on for a good 5 or 6 months now, and it's nowhere close to being resolved. You have to keep yourself from being put in those situations. And granted, when you're making that much money, and you suddenly have all these people that want to be your friends, who before you were making all this money were not around. They were hardly even talking to you. You know, it's a lot easier said than done to not get caught up. You know, there's not a professional athlete out there who has not gotten caught up in something in that at least one time in their career. But there comes a line where you need to be careful with who you hang out with. And I'm more criticizing Aaron Hernandez for putting himself in that situation and hanging around with you know, as it turns out, was the wrong crowd.
It's shocking to me because this is the first time a sport athlete has been convicted or not convicted yet. Yeah. Well,
yet.
Charged with such a heinous crime. I know people were around that were a little older than me around for the OJ trials and how shocking that must have been. But to wrap my head around it is just unfathomable because this man was on my fantasy team putting up points for me, and now he's sitting in Foxborough County Jail sitting on his hands waiting for a trial. It's not like Law and Order where they find the murder, catch the bad guy, and wrap it up in about 30 minutes. It's going to take a little bit of time here. I still don't know what to make of the whole situation. Tasha, what are your thoughts?
I mean, like Landon said, if you put yourself in that kind of position, you're kind of going down the wrong path as it is. And especially, again, like he said, your name is out there. You're getting to know all these people. All these people want to be around you, but you don't know who you're hanging out with until, like you said, you're sitting in jail, twiddling your thumbs, waiting for trial.
Well, you know, the big thing is they think Aaron Hernandez pulled the trigger and was the mastermind behind all this. So first degree means you planned it. I watched too much Law and Order, so that's why I know it. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do Bobcat Sports. Stay tuned.